This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Today is Have Lunch for the Captain Day at Mission Barbecue in West Waters, by the way, here in Tampa. And I want to welcome you to tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station in our Moss Family Automotive Studios right here in Studio E. Now, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That specifically goes out for our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, it also goes out to our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail so that you get your letters and stuff delivered to you today. Don't forget, also, we have the Amazon folks in the warehouses packing up those trailers, getting them ready to deliver the parcels all around the countryside. And, of course, we have our suicide jockeys that are hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go to. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's how you find us over there. In addition, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter. All is the same thing. Captain's America, all one word, all lowercase, Captain's America. That's how you find us over there. And don't forget that you can also find us on the Internet at our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer. You might be surprised, and you might also find somebody over there by the name of Kyle Warren, because he's over there on that website. And good morning, Mr. Kyle Warren. Yep, yep, and yep, and double yep, and a triple yep. Just because I'm yupping. There we go. Okay, you got yup today. by the way, I didn't mention the temperature last hour, but I will mention it now. I got 69 degrees on one side of the building, and I got 70 degrees on the other side. So, okay, must have a little bit of a breeze, but that's what the temperature is here right now.
Very cool. Excellent.
Very cool. Not quite, but cool. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we remind everybody, and we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, China is being accused of interfering with the pandemic probes. What do you think?
Really? Wait a minute.
Say it ain't so.
But yeah, that can't be. That sounds like fake news. Of course, it's. Are you surprised? There's no way.
Really? And I got a bridge I'll sell you in Cleveland.
That's right.
That runs over the Rio Grande River in Texas.
Well, that's right. Well, I mean, if memory serves, Captain, certain Chinese officials said something to the effect that COVID-19 was actually a result of the United States military? I mean,
yep.
Come on, man. I'll do a Joe Biden on them.
Now, in lieu of all of these mass shootings that have been going on lately, women, once again, are rising to the occasion and are the majority of those buying guns. Now, they're not just buying handguns. They're buying shotguns. Some of them are buying long rifles. But they're getting themselves armed up so that they can defend themselves. And I don't blame them with some of the stuff that's transpired out and about around the countryside. What do you think?
Well, Captain, people have the right to defend themselves. This is part and parcel, of course, of the Second Amendment to our Constitution. And especially these days, I think women have a much greater sort of awareness that they need to be able to take care of business if that in fact actually has to happen. We understand that there was a recent study that showed 7.5 million people, almost 3% of U.S. adults, have actually purchased a gun for the first time between January 2019 and April 2021. And when you have literally, this seems like the policy of the Democrat Party elite to destroy the ability for people to have law enforcement in their communities and to go after the bad guys and put them in jail so they can't harm people as they walk down the street. What else are people supposed to do?
Well, that costs money.
Right. And nobody would begrudge their wife, their daughter, their colleague, their mother, whomever, to be able to get a weapon and defend themselves. It's just, unfortunately, it's the way the world has gone.
Unfortunately, you are right. Hold that thought. And by the way, folks, we'll be coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch with our good friend and our chief contributor, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. You hear him 6 days a week here in the program in this time slot. So I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, we hope that you do get an opportunity to join the Captain's Army, because guess what? This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I talked to some people yesterday about Relief Factor, and they had just bought some. And they were asking me about, you know, when to take it, how to take it, this, that, and the other. And as I tell everybody, you should take it with a meal and start out your day with it. That's what you should do, number one. It will all determine after that whether or not you'll need a second pack at lunchtime or even at brunch time or even at supper time. Because sometimes one pack will get into your system. It's all you needed to have to cut that edge and to get rid of that pain that you've been suffering with for the past day or two or three. Now, here's the story on all of this, folks. It's 1995 with a three-week quick start. 1995. And you get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You go over there, you get your Relief Factor, and then you just kick back. Take it, as I said, with a meal. You should take it in the morning. If for some reason you don't take it till lunchtime, that's okay too, as long as you're taking it with a meal, because it helps dissolve it that way, gets it into your system, and away you go. And I will tell you that because of the all-natural ingredients that are in it, that's what makes it work. There are no narcotics in this product, none whatsoever. And the combination of the ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. As a matter of fact, it goes straight to lower and eliminate the pain by going right to the source, which is really good. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. So that's relieffactor.com/captain on the ordering. Relieffactor.com/captain jump on over there, grab yourself some product, and see what it'll do for you. It's worked for me over 10 years. It's worked for me. And Kyle, Mr. Kyle, what do you think?
Well, Captain, I know that we always tell our listeners, all you have to lose is pain.
Boy, is that true. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. AOC is taking a victory lane over the Tucker Carlson thing. What do you think?
Well, try to capitalize on that, one might think.
She's trying to claim credit for it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Well, what the hell does she do?
Well, I think she wanted to get into the news cycle, perhaps, for something like this.
Well, that's about all it could be, because she certainly had nothing to do with this. She tried to infer something about sponsors and pressure being kept on and this, that, and the other and all that. But I'm telling you, the guy had sponsors backed up. He'd lose one, he'd gain two.
Well, right. Well, of course, Tucker Carlson's numbers, Captain, again, he was easily beating the competition mm-hmm. in that hour in the coveted demographic,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, yeah, I can't imagine that they would have a dearth of sponsors.
No. Now, the other thing is Speaker McCarthy right now is facing a big test as the debit bill heads for a vote.
Well, that's right. Of course, yeah. They're trying. Number one, they're trying to raise it to another $1.5 trillion, basically. But they want big cuts, obviously, in exchange for that. And you know, this whole issue has to do with whether or not McCarthy can get Joe Biden to do any kind of compromising whatsoever. I don't think it's for lack of trying, though, on McCarthy's part.
Now, we found out yesterday something else. You remember the Breonna Taylor case where the police officer was put on the spot and he was they tried to try him for shooting this woman up because there were 18 shots fired into the house or something like that, where shots right. were fired at them and all that. Well, he was acquitted, and he decided to leave the state, which is probably a good thing. And he just wound up yesterday with a new job as a deputy sheriff in another state. And I don't have any problem at all with that. I think he's going to be a really good officer because of what he's been through.
Well, certainly. I mean, and nobody would have begrudged him if he said, I don't want to be in law enforcement anymore. But, Captain, I know that in so many ways it's a calling. And he continues to want to serve, so that's a good thing.
Well, all he did was leave the state and go get a job somewhere else where they wanted him.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very simple. All right, ICE is testing the tracks for the migrants facing deportation. What's that mean?
Well, basically what this is, it's like a smartwatch-like device that you would be issued and that they could use to track people who are slated for some kind of deportation, yes.
It's so no more ankle bracelets.
Right. It's a wrist monitor, yeah, which obviously would incorporate, you know, GPS technology.
So is that easier to get off?
Good question. Good question. Because yes, they did previously use the ankle monitors for that, but
which
obviously
they were removing.
Yes, exactly. Evidently, this is now going to be replaced with the wrist monitors. Presumably, they should be harder to get off. Otherwise, there's no reason to even have them on there, obviously. But certainly, Captain, it's got to be a better system than the idea that, well, here's your document. Now, be sure to come back on this day, you know, someday a year from now or something like that, and show up for your hearing. And of course, nobody ever does that.
Now, the Supreme Court is also testing some tracks. They're allowing the states by
climate change stuff state by state to decide their own fates for the migrants to decide it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's what they're doing is they're allowing state law climate suits to keep going. They turned away on Monday some appeals by oil companies that were looking for protection and potential liability under state law for perceived things that they've somehow caused, but with climate change. So what this will do is a lot of these cases now will start to move forward under state laws.
All right, it's kind of like what we've said before: states' rights prevail, right?
Right. Well, it's the idea that basically the oil industry and so forth, they see that they're less favorable, they say, than federal environmental statutes.
Now, what would you say if I told you that over the last 7 months, more illegals were apprehended along the Canadian border than in the last 4 years combined altogether? What would you say?
That's extraordinary, yes.
Well, it's true. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
Wow.
That's what you're thinking of as wow?
Well, certainly, you know, the idea, so many people think that the primary problem, obviously, is at the southern border, but you also have people who get across from the Canadian side.
Well, yeah, and we've always known that they've been coming across from the Canadian side. We've always known that.
Yeah, if memory serves, it's the longest-running unprotected border, I think, in the world, for good reason, because the Canadians are friends.
Who is Tim Robbins? Isn't he the boyfriend of Susan Sarandon?
The actor Tim Robbins?
Yeah.
They were always linked. I don't know if they still are, but yes.
Okay, well, Tim Robbins yesterday ripped the mainstream news media, which I find kind of weird. He ripped the mainstream news media as serving as a thuggish censorship arm of the government. Really? Isn't that kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum?
Well, so many in the media seem to be in the tank for the Democrat party line, so it's hard to imagine. Perhaps he's talking about some specific thing, that some cause or something that might be more to his bailiwick.
All righty, hold that thought, because we are going to go to break, and we're going to let Jeff take us to break here. You never know what we're going to get, so get ready, folks. Here he comes.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The decision for Fox News to part ways with primetime host Tucker Carlson came from Fox Corp Chairman Rupert Murdoch himself. That's according to a report from the Los Angeles Times, which cited people familiar with the situation. The newspaper sources said a number of reasons factored into the decision, including a discrimination lawsuit and Carlson's coverage of the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. Meanwhile, at CNN, longtime anchor Don Lemon, who's come under fire recently for comments many viewed as sexist, was given his walking papers on Monday. President Biden will host the president of South Korea this week at the White House for a state visit.
Our economic and people-to-people ties will be front and center on this visit. The Republic of Korea has invested over $100 billion in the United States.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, they're also expected to discuss the threat of North Korea and war in Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha, and I was over at my doctor yesterday, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, and met another new customer who showed up as a result of me telling them about them, and appreciated that, and thank you for taking my word for it, because you don't know until you try. And, you know, having problems with your legs and your ankles and your feet and whatnot are no fun at all. And ladies, I got a surprise for you. If you're sick and tired of being poked and prodded and all that sort of stuff by a man, how about a woman as a podiatrist, as your doctor? Well, they have two women on staff over at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, and you can take advantage of that by calling them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. They're located over at 38th west, right at the intersection of 66, just to the north side in the little plaza right there with a whole bunch of other medical facilities down the street from the hospital. So there you go. Very easy to get to, and they're very friendly. You're going to like them. It's going to be a different experience for you altogether compared to what most everybody gets when they go to see any type of specialist. So the number again, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, 727-896-4615. Give them a call. You'll be glad you did. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is, isn't it?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Now, the House Republicans are talking about ending the health care vaccination mandate. And a couple of congressmen here in Florida, well, one's in Florida, sorry, Congressman Vern Buchanan, right down below us in Sarasota County, and part of Hillsborough County, I might add, and part of Manatee County. He, along with South Carolina Congressman Jeff Duncan, have made the suggestion, and they're trying to get the federal government to get rid of the health care mandate for the vaccine.
Well, that's right. This would apply, I think, to health care workers, right? So this was a letter that went out. It was signed by some 53 other House Republicans, Captain, and they sent it to the Health and Human Services Secretary, Javier
Bacarera.
Exactly. Who was renamed by Joe Biden as Bacaria. So hopefully the letter will actually find him, since he has a different name bestowed upon him by the president.
Now, he just can't get that name right, can he?
No.
And he calls him Jose.
He does. I think he did. Yeah, you're right. Well, again, you know, this is just a great tradition of the Biden administration, especially when Kamala Harris invented the Federal Drug Administration, and that goes right along with the greatest hits of...
Wait a minute. Do you mean there's not a Federal Drug Administration?
There's not a Federal Drug Administration, but evidently it approved the abortion pills some 20 years ago. And then also, we can't resist, Captain, while we're on this subject, Lloyd Austin was renamed the Secretary of the Military by Joe Biden. So they're running around trying to change business cards and letterhead.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Another Bud Light executive has been placed on leave after the Dylan Mulvaney disaster. She also is out on leave, I might add.
Well, that's right. The original vice president of marketing, her name escapes me right now, but yes, she did go on to a leave of absence, I think, another couple.
Oh, I think I know her name. Don't you know what it is?
What's that?
Dummy.
Well, but very misguided in the sense that somehow this was had to be talked about. This just wasn't a strategy that on, I can't even think, Captain, it would make sense on paper. And what's happened, of course, Anheuser-Busch has had, you know, they came out and said, well, look, you know, we didn't want to be part of a conversation that was going to divide people and so forth. This particular marketing director, for whatever reason, thought this was a great plan, but just did not realize the market for this. Unfortunately put the company into such a position now where it may not be recoverable for Bud Light.
Mm. Now, the former Kamala Harris staffer, Julie Chavez Rodriguez, her name is being floated around as Joe Biden's next campaign manager.
Yeah, this is what we hear. This is what we hear. Talk about marketing. I mean, this is, I don't know, maybe Bud Light can actually help out Joe Biden here somehow. I don't know. Maybe they know more about it already. But certainly, whatever Joe Biden campaign there is, talk about headwinds. First of all, you got all the problems Joe Biden inherently has, and his health issues that are on display, and the issues that he has, it seems, cognitively, I hate to say, but all those things are already there, in addition to inflation, national security, energy, all that stuff.
You just have to be a genius to be able to try and get this guy over the finish line again.
Now, I use Twitter, but I don't use it, like as my single source of putting things out there. I just post something and forget about it, you know what I mean?
Right.
And Twitter's verification code, chaos, is continuing, with celebrities regaining blue check marks, even though they didn't want them to begin with.
Right. Well, I mean, it just seems like everything is in flux, doesn't it? When it comes to Twitter, maybe the celebrities don't know kind of which way to go. If they should just sort of go with it, or if they should try to look like they're being critical, or what? I guess they want to stand out somehow.
Now, Rona McDaniel, who I believe is the chairwoman of the Republican Party, is that correct?
The RNC, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She has said that every Republican debate will have a conservative partner.
Interesting. Well, in terms of who's going to house the debate, this kind of thing?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, but certainly the debates are going to be incredibly important. There's no doubt about that. And depending on how many more candidates we see, throw their hat in the ring, it'll be interesting to see, especially people like Larry Elder, who's now part of this race, to hear his abilities at the...
Wait a minute. Did you see Larry Elder?
Larry Elder, right.
Let's see. Hey, Larry, how's it going?
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Okay.
All right. Very cool. There he is.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. Well, no, it'll be interesting to see somebody like Larry and his points of view and his oratory and so forth. I think it's going to really elevate things to a great degree.
Well, maybe. We'll have to wait and see. Right now, I don't know. We really don't know who's doing what, do we?
Well, no, but of course, assuming that Donald Trump would be part of these debates, that also is another major factor to consider. But definitely, here's the bedrock issue for the GOP. They have to get a centralized message. They have to not. I think they need to be able to discuss things without it becoming a personal attack on anybody, name calling, that kind of thing. They got to get their central message, and they got to go forward and march forward with that. Otherwise, because the Democrats are going to do that, whether they get Joe Biden or whether they get Gavin Newsom, they're still going to have a centralized message, and they will, like a phalanx, they'll move forward.
Yep, and hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report with Kyle Warren and myself. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more right after these messages.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, and call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
But tell them if I don't survive, I'll fall free.
Rock, and that was one of his hits from a few years back, Born Free. And Kyle, that's another one that I like.
Yeah, that's got a good sound to it, absolutely.
Yeah, well, it's very patriotic.
Yes.
Very patriotic, and the video is very patriotic that comes along with it. All righty, well, let me see here. Let me just take a quick peek. It looks like as if you've got some weather, and it looks like the majority of that weather is in Colorado tonight, so go for it.
Well, that's right, Captain. We continue to see a lot of snow in Colorado tonight. We got rain around Denver. It looks like it's kind of heading to the west of Denver right now, but it's up towards Fort Collins. And then east of Denver, you definitely got a lot of rain. This is going to be out near Byers and Deer Trail. And then as you head south down towards Ordway, Arlington, and a place called Lamar as well, also La Junta, you've got that. You've got all kinds of rain in that area. West of I-25, it is now south of I-70 and a little bit north of I-70 right now. So right now, in terms of the radar map, I-70 looks pretty clear heading out towards Utah. But our friends in Salt Lake City, Captain, they still got a lot of rain and snow all around that area, especially down near Provo as well. And then up in Idaho tonight, around Burley and just as northwest of American Falls, we got a mix of rain and snow in that area as well. Just to round it out, we've got an aerial flood watch. This is going to be in the Reno area on both sides of the border of Nevada and California, of course. We've still got near record high temperatures there that may bring significant stream flow rises because of the snow melt and so forth with those warming temperatures. So be careful out there.
And God knows they got a lot of snow to melt up there by Reno because that's where they had, I think, 6 feet of snow or something like that.
Yeah, just unbelievable amounts.
Yep. Oh, well, it is what it is. Okay, so let me go take a peek here. Most of my weather is up to the north. And if you're coming across I-80 and you're running it from the Quad Cities in Illinois or in Indiana, I'm sorry, I got it right in a minute, in Iowa, all the way across to Chicago, you've got a frost advisory there, so you're going to get a little nippy going across. But in the meantime, if you're coming over from Toledo, Holy Toledo, and you're running north-south over there on the east side of Lake Michigan in the Thumb, the area where the Thumb is playing our show on AM 660, you're going to be in freezing cold temperatures tonight as the temperatures are in the middle of a freeze warning. And that freeze warning will take you all the way across I-80 through the Poconos right to outside New York City and New Jersey, it looks like. And then down below, going down through southern Ohio, through West Virginia, through Kentucky, through eastern Tennessee, you're going to have freeze warnings, you're going to have frost watches and advisories and warnings as well. You're going to have maybe a little bit of snow, but it looks here up in upstate New York, looks like as if there might be some kicking in, but it's kind of early yet, but it is in the forecast, I just noticed. So be advised of that. And then along the coastline, starting out in Chesapeake Bay, you're going to have a little bit of patchy fog. That fog will continue up towards the south part of Jersey, and it will also continue up to Cape Cod and jump and skip until it gets to Nova Scotia, right along the coastline there. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And how about the Pilot and Flying J that brings you the Trucker's Highway Viral Report?
Well, that's right. You can find out all about them at PilotFlyingJ.com.
You betcha. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him and appreciate the extra fine job that he does for you. And let's go up to the, let's go up to the phone line, and I believe we got Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Is that you?
Good morning.
All right, it is a good morning, and a lot of things going on here. Of course, we're going to get into the Tucker Carlson discussion after the break. We don't have enough time to do it, But what we'll start talking about here right now is the fact that we have the Don Lemon situation. But just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Susan Rice is gone.
Well, she's leaving. We don't know when she actually, you know, officially leaves or where she's going. This one, I'm happy that she's gone. This could be the reason she might be a fall person because of the New York Times piece that they ran on this White House about the immigration collapse, if you will, and that her name was in that article a couple of times. I wrote about it. So she was the immigration czar. Officially, or unofficially, officially. So I think that they decided that she needed to go after that.
Yep, sounds like it, but what a shame. She's so much fun to play with, right?
I'm good with it. She can go.
Donald Trump's book has hit the top spot on Amazon. How about that?
Is that his newest book where he's got a lot of pictures in it? I don't.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yep, that's the one. And it's available in a few spots out and about. As a matter of fact, they keep selling out of it at Amazon, so they got more coming. If they don't have it today, they may have it later. All right. Now, when we come back from the break, we are going to talk about Hunter Biden. And I'm just going to put the question out there, hypothetically. What happened to Hunter? Because we don't know, none of us. But we do know that the money is still there. It's just it went a different direction for a different reason. And Hunter, that is going to cost them a lot of money because they still got to pay him, I think.
We don't know the conditions of that, but their stock dropped. They lost $1 billion in value.
Yes, exactly. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, too. FoundersCo.com.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.